First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Scores takes a look what happened to inequality during the pandemic.
If you are one of the lucky ones to hold a significant amount of wealth in the stock market, then 2020 was a good year for your portfolio. As hundreds of thousands of Americans died, millions lost their small businesses, and tens of millions lost their jobs and financial security, you got even richer. Some of this wealth increase was due to the higher valuations that technology companies now command as the economy shifts markedly to remote work and personal entertainment and self-sufficiency. But some of this stock valuations make no sense and show clearly that our economy is way out of whack. Even if stock prices on a daily basis do not necessarily reflect reality, over the long term they usually do. Companies that do not ultimately return a profit will not remain elevated forever. But there is something profoundly unsettling and disturbing that during a devastating pandemic, the rich got so much richer, simply sitting back and watching their assets rise. There is no year in recent memory where the wealth of the few contrasted so glaringly with the suffering of the many. By world standards, America has low levels of taxation, especially on the richest among us, and this has produced the grotesque inequalities that none of us can deny. In Santa Cruz, one of the wealthiest counties in the country, we now have permanent homeless encampments blocks away from multi-million dollar homes. Until we take economic inequality seriously and require the rich to chip in more for the public good, our society will move more and more towards those third world countries that we have always considered ourselves superior to. Our condescension was always ill-informed, but now it is outright laughable. We are quickly becoming a winner-take-all society, and those societies typically don't end well. I'm Jason Scores.
Jason Scores teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay Area. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.